Welcome to Let It Be Easy with Susie Moore.
Do you ever think, I wonder if I'm getting bad advice? Maybe it's intentional, maybe it's not intentional. But I always love to look at, you know, when I'm the recipient of advice, I always like to look at two things. I like to look at the results of the person who's giving the advice. So for example, if someone's giving me marriage advice, I would love it if they were in a long-term happy marriage, right? Or if someone solved a business problem that maybe I'm having now, if that person has done it successfully, then I want to listen. I want to pay attention to someone who's been where I am. Advice can be so valuable. That's why it's so incredible to read books, listen to podcasts, take courses, etc., because you're learning from other people's experiences, which shortens your learning curve and brings you results faster. So I always love to look at the quality of advice based on that person's results. And then secondly, I always just like to really feel that I'm receiving advice from someone who's high integrity. And this is something that I believe our body knows. My body feels different. It's like my nervous system responds differently to people. And a high integrity person to me just feels so safe to be around. I feel so comfortable. I feel so myself. I feel not judged. And I just feel in this kind of open, expansive space within me. If I feel like someone maybe isn't as a high integrity, I feel my body actually naturally recoil and want to move away. So I always like to use my body as the thing that helps me interpret where to go, who to listen to, and who perhaps not. But I've got a short story for you today. It's one of Aesop's fables. Once again, I love coming back to this book written 2,500 years ago. And this fable is called The Fox Who Had Lost His Tail. So let me read this to you. A fox caught in a trap escaped with a loss of his brush. Henceforth feeling his life a burden from the shame and ridicule to which he was exposed, he schemed to bring all the other foxes into a like condition with himself, that in common loss he might be able to better conceal his own deprivation. He assembled a good many foxes and publicly advised them to cut off their tails, saying that they would not look only much better without them, but that they'd get rid of the weight of the brush, which was a great inconvenience. One of them, interrupting him, said, "If you had not yourself lost your tail, my friend, you would not thus counsel us." So I like to think about this, right? When I'm seeking advice, when I'm seeking counsel, when I'm asking around for feedback or ideas, or just asking questions from people whose minds I want to connect with, to connect with their wisdom, I think, who is this person? What results have they achieved in this area? Are they results that I want? Is something that they've created something that I would like to replicate? And where is this person coming from? Are they coming from this place of generosity, from wanting to give because they overflow with what it is, the areas in their lives where they've been blessed and they want to pass that on? Or is it because maybe someone's got a wound, like this poor fox that lost its tail and is saying, you should do this now because this is what I've experienced? It's not always conscious. It's not always, you know, this person's bad and they're giving you bad advice. But we always have to look through the lens of the person who we're listening to. And I always check in with that physically first. How is my body responding? And I love to use my mind and my own experiences to lead me in the right direction of who is perhaps a really good source of wisdom on any particular question that I have. So if you're seeking advice, counsel, coaching, even some water cooler feedback with some colleagues, consider, is that person creating the results that you want to create? And is that person coming from a place of truth and love and generosity? And on the flip side, when you give advice, where is it coming from? Something to think about today. Until next time, my friends. love and ease. If you like this episode, you'll love my free workshop called Become Your Own Life Coach. Head on over to becomeyourownlifecoach.com now, and I'll teach you how to coach yourself through any of life's problems. I'll see you there.